this doctor Wenschler or whatever his name is, this guy is going to give me an aneurysm right now. Like, I will not accept that his studies and what he did, I will not accept that that's okay to present that in a court of law as a sound scientific method. I refuse to accept it because you know what? There is a line. There's always a line. I'm not crossing that line. I'm not going with people that are saying that's normal and it's okay. If you're one of those people, you're like a frog in a pot of boiling water. And by the time the water gets so hot it's boiling, it's too late. The water is warm, boo-boos. The water is warm. This is unbelievable. This guy is so dishonest. You know, if he wanted to test what happened, which is what ARCA did, they ruled in and ruled out possibilities of if the car was involved or not and how it might have been involved. But this guy, he only ruled in one possibility, that Karen Reed's car hit John. And how did it happen? He's the reconstructionist, so I guess that makes sense. The problem is he's blurring the lines. He's testifying about DNA. He's testifying about testimony. He's saying he brought all of this into his experiment. Well, then that's bias, asshole. He's telling us what he's doing. I would call him out on what he's doing. That's bias. You brought in pieces of information that are not pertinent to the reconstruction. So that's why he's only focusing on Karen. It's so dishonest. It really is. Like, is he telling the truth? Yes. The way he's using his words. And I take it back. He's really smart and he's very cunning and clever. Just how did Hank Brennan find this guy? How did Hank Brennan find someone who is identical to him, but he is a PhD in biomechanics? How did this happen? How did the universe bring these two together? Because you know this guy and Hank are going to be buddies here on out. They're identical to one another. And I'm just, the guy participated in his own experiment. Just like full stop. If you really felt the need to use a body, right? Well, then find somebody who is the same height as John O'Keefe. And it's not you, buddy. It's not you. You're a couple inches shorter. So stop trying to make it like you're tall and you were the same height as John O'Keefe. It is not you. So if you're going to do that, why not find someone who is actually that? If you're going to pull this dumb ass experiment off, why not pull in a subject, a person who knows nothing about what you're testing? See, that's how you do an experiment. I would attack this. I would attack this. If you want to do a objective experiment, you pull a person, pay them $50. There's tons of college kids that do these scary experiments, and you say, "Hey, I want you to stand right here with your arm just like this. Just stand there. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a 20 mile per or I'm sorry, a 2 mile per hour 6,000 ton SUV back up towards you. Just kind of roll with it. See how you feel. See how you think. What really? That's what you have to explain to someone to replicate this experiment. You cannot replicate his test. You can't replicate it. On top of which, like I said, he didn't bother to get someone else to be the test subject. He was the test subject and he knows what he's looking for. So of course he's going to roll just perfectly. If the guy could have punted off the lawn, he would have. I'm surprised he didn't try. He put the blue paint. Of course it's going to work that way because in your mind, you're testing your own theory. You can't separate it. It's not objective. I can't stand this guy. I can't stand this guy. I can't stand this trial. I don't want anybody. Please, people, just understand, this is not how things are tested. It's just not. And they're gaslighting us. They are trying to gaslight us. I refuse. That's what's up.